in response to a note handed to him during a speech at the Seoul Defense Dialogue by a Chinese military attaché concerning the South China Sea dispute, Philippines Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro denounced Beijing for its coercion, bullying, and aggression. The surprise move came as the Chinese diplomat handed the unsolicited note to Teodoro as he delivered a prepared speech to an international audience. The incident turned what should have been a routine diplomatic forum into a major diplomatic showdown that highlighted mounting tension between the Philippines and China in their fight over the South China Sea. According to organizers of the forum, as well as news sources from the Yonhap News Agency, the note in question was meant to be passed through a member of Teodoro's own delegation. Philippines is being set up as the next Ukraine. Angelo Giuliano at Angelo in China, September 9, 2026. The note in Seoul wasn't some clumsy diplomatic gaffe, it was theater. Teodoro didn't just reject China's position on the 2016 award. He turned it into a performance for the cameras, held the paper up like a trophy, and delivered, pic. Twitter.com/XDOV4A85LD. Mistaken communication. Thinking the note was official communication for the delegation's defense secretary, the staff of the forum handed it to him in front of an international audience. Public reading. Putting a stop to his speech, Teodoro picked up the note and began reading it out loud to the audience. Refusal of the 2016 ruling. The note said that China's position regarding the South China Sea arbitration is unshakable and condemned the ruling by the UNCLOS Tribunal of 2016 as flouting international law. Instead of just ignoring the paper, Teodoro chose the opportunity to denounce the lack of diplomatic etiquette and disrespect for the host country demonstrated by Beijing. Disrespect for the hosts. Teodoro accused the manner of the delivery of being a disrespectful move against South Korea and the delegates present in the forum. Condemnation of coercion. He directed his condemnation straight at the disruption, calling the provocative act one of coercion, bullying, and institutional intimidation. Sarcastic trophy. In conclusion, he remarked that he will keep the paper as a trophy to remind him of the desperation of China's actions, with a sarcastic remark aimed at the messenger. The incident was a reflection of continuing daily disputes between Manila and Beijing in their maritime zones. Daily battles. Teodoro pointed out that Manila is always under continuous maritime pressure in its exclusive economic zone due to China's provocative territorial claims. Defensive alliances. These escalating flashpoints have forced Manila to expand multilateral security partnerships and reinforce regional defense arrangements. Defiance of UNCLOS. While Beijing continues to reject the landmark 2016 arbitration ruling invalidating its expansive historic claims, the Philippines relies heavily on international legal frameworks to defend its sovereignty. Stay informed on all the latest news, real-time breaking news updates, and follow all the important headlines in India News and World News on Zee News.